The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Do it to me, Mr. Cotillo. Should work whenever possible. Audience. What you need is an audience.
She was so big she could only play Seek. Her feet smell so bad her shoes self-destruct.
When they laugh, you're a winner. When they don't laugh, you're a loser. So it's very simple.
Thank you very much. How do you like my legs? I'm so sick of having bird legs. But there's one man in this world who's absolutely crazy about my legs. Colonel Sanders.
The laugh, that's a trademark by accident. That's my real laugh. In the beginning, it was nerves. Nerves.
Drained the pool because I'll tell you what, Fang wanted to practice diving and he doesn't know how to swim. thank you very much. You think I'm overdressed? This is my slip. I got a figure that just won't starch. Would you believe that I once entered a beauty contest? I must have been out of my mind. I not only came in last, I got 361 get well cards.
There's always been comic actresses. There's always been what you might call comedian. I'm a comic. That's hardcore. Comic.
Okay, here we go. Listening to Frank Cotillo.
All aboard! Pelham 123. Come in, Pelham 123. Pelham 123. Come in. Come in, Pelham 123. Pelham 123. Come in, please. Wake up. It's night, and it's time. It's night time. Philosophical entertainment and relevant irreverence. Put your phones down for a couple of hours and stay with us, Netterati Couple Surfaces, Netaholics, and Infomaniacs. Tweet us at Cthulhu Chronicles. No, hashtag I love to be here all the time. Hashtag what the hell's going on? You can hashtag anything, can't you? My name is Frank Cthulhu. My man's name is George, the title of the show. We're communicating through the facilities of Shure microphones and Gold Wave recordings and Windows Media Player, Windows 7, and a whole bunch of things. Windows 7, Mac nothing. I don't know the score. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Stay here. Hashtag the art of broadcasting. That's what you gotta do. I would recommend that what you do, what you should be doing right now, is putting your phone down. Hey, do people have things that they could... nobody's come up and nobody's marketed something that would actually put your phone attached to your hand so that the hand, so that you could just, like, just turn it, twist it around, like a wristwatch. And you know, in the beginning, that when the guy who invented the band for the clock to put on your wrist, and that guy became a super zillionaire, because before that, they were just... there were clocks... on, I guess they're clocks, they're watches. I guess, what's the difference between a watch and a clock? A clock is a watch, but not every clock is a watch, but not every watch is a clock. And the ones that you put on your wrists, the otherwise known as a wrist watch, but that became popular when the ones with the chains, which are connected to your belt, someone came up with the idea of a band. And then you put it on your wrist, and then you look at the time, and then you don't have to go into your pocket. You don't have to have this chain dangling from your belt or wherever else it might be dangling. And then you could just look at your wrist, and you get a wrist watch. And that guy became a millionaire, and all he did was put together this little leather, I guess it originally was leather, and attached it to a little clock, although, you know, they didn't have those little clocks at first. He probably attached it to one of the big clocks, took the chain off, threw the chain out. I have no idea how this happened. I'm trying to just conjure up the possibilities of what happened, but if somebody could figure out a thing, if somebody could figure out, is it on vibrate? Is the phone on vibrate? If someone could figure out how to put that phone somehow on your person so that you don't have to even touch, you want to touch it, you can touch it with both, right? Or put it on like your left arm, or put it on your right arm so that you could just like twist it around or fly around, and then you could do it. You could use it, you use your thumbs or whatever you use to text or whatever, or just click, because you have to click. But if someone could figure out it'll be a wrist, what is it called? Wrist phone.
Guess what, Frank?
Or something like that. What?
They already came out with that.
You see? Already. See, even as we speak, this is the amazing things that I think
they were listening
about.
To the show.
They were listening and went right to the patent office and said, where's the general? Oh, wrong patent. Okay.
It's a watch. It's called a Pebble watch. Now, Apple's making their own now, but the Pebble watch was first, and... it's both a watch and you can link it with your phone through Wi-Fi or I guess Bluetooth, and then your text messages and your calls can go to your watch and stuff like that.
So okay, so scrap that idea. unless you or steal it and make it better. It's probably it probably can be better than that.
Oh.
You were listening to me, Frank Catolo, a man's name, we're doing the title of the show, right next to me, Mr. Jeremy Long, man with a name no one will ever mispronounce, Long, because it's a regular word. Not like, I mean, my name in another language is a regular word, okay? But in this language, they go, what is that? Catolo? Catolo? But I am Frank Catolo, the man's name that joins the title of the show, with us shortly, but will be with us for the whole show, but not shortly, is Alana Breach.
Breish.
You know,
she
I
has
knew,
it on her Twitter.
Here's
how you pronounce it.
It's Breish. It says B-R. I'm thinking of, okay. I'm so busy laughing at her jokes that I, you know, name that.
Who Alana. Cares if you mispronounce
well,
her
I couldn't name as Alona. You know, I on the blog it says Alona. I kept thinking of Alona, which is why I put Alona, so that the joke is Alona at last.
Yeah.
See, who said that?
I got the joke.
Who said that? You don't remember. I don't mean to put you on the spot, you young comedians. But anyway, it'll be a meeting of young comedians. Jeremy Long is here, of course. I say of course, but that's just by the grace of me. And he'll be here, and Alana Breish. I don't mean to make fun of her name, but it looks like a Breish. Maybe she should change it for professional reasons.
Maybe she should.
Breish.
No, just something
Alona?
Completely different.
Alana?
Not Breish.
Wait a second.
Breish.
I got to ask her. I'm not going to ask you, because we're going to be interviewing her. I've never heard of a name like that. Of course, she probably never heard of
ask
a name.
Ask her what she wants her name to be.
I'll ask
her.
You should,
what
yeah.
she wants her stage
no, it's
name
good to
be.
Have a stage name that's like that. It's just that some
stage.
People can say Breish and Breish. I know what it's like. Some people call me Breish. They say, C-O-T-O-L, is that Breish? I don't... no, it's not pronounced like that. I want to say that I want to thank people who I don't know. I don't know you people, but I really want to thank a lot of you. And if you're not listening, please pass this on to people who might have done this. But over the past year or so, or at least since I released my landmark novel, License to Skill, onto as a digital Kindle, Amazon Kindle book, something you could read, just like and something you could just read, like you could get Hans Christian Andersen, you could get Hugh Beaumont, you could get he didn't write any books, that other guy, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and Frank Catolo. And you'll see the similarity in those when you read it. But License is still available at this one here. Like, let's do this, and then I'll tell you what's happening.
In a world where reading is dying out, a new champion emerges. Wacky escapades. Parallel universes.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Frank Catolo.
There's never a dull moment as Frank weaves a tale of a writer making you laugh, chuckle, and learn a bit about life. Pick up License to Skill by Frank Catolo, now on Amazon for your Kindle.
I don't know how immortal that makes Rick, but it's really, I'm really glad you did that before he passed away, because you can't do it after you pass away. No, because that keeps him, in it. We don't need the orchestra. Thank you, guys. So, so there's the book, okay? And I've been getting very, very, arrogant about people not buying, my digital books because they cost nothing. I mean, what is $3.97, $2.97? I don't even know how much License to Skill costs. That's less than $3. And they don't even ship it because you don't have to, because you don't ship digital books, do they?
I find it funny in the thing that he says, pick up License to Skill, but it's not even a physical thing, so you can't.
You pick up a Kindle, you get a Kindle and you pick it up. But how do you think you use it? How do you use a Kindle if you don't pick it up?
Yeah, but you pick up the Kindle,
you
don't
pick up
License to Skill.
Yeah.
It's not a physical book.
Well, the thing I'm getting at here is that I've been, you know, when you're in school, if you're in communications and you take these advertising courses and they tell you about soft sell, hard sell, you know. Well, I've been like, I'm thinking about hard sell. I've been like granite sell. I'm super hard. It's like granite. If granite is the hardest, it would be hard. I just been so frustrated that it costs nothing to buy this book, and it's so good, and I know it's good, and so many people have got a good, I mean, not just, you know, not just people who've read it, And well, of course, old people, all the people who have read it. But I mean, not just those people, but there have been celebrities who've loved it and said, this is just terrific and wonderful. And even though I don't show up on the usual talk show circuit, and I'm not sitting around here with Jimmy Fallon and he's laughing at me like he laughs at everybody and he's mad. And I'm not there with Conan. Yeah. I'm not there with Conan doing jokes. But
yeah,
I'm doing this stuff, and I've been really hard on people. Maybe I should continue to do that. Buy License to Skill for $2 and something, whatever it is. Get it, put it on your Kindle, and enjoy it. This is a wonderful book, and one day it's not going to be there forever, you know, and it's been circulating around Hollywood for a couple of years now, and it might turn into a major motion picture or a minor motion picture. But in any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, I'm going to thank everyone who has been buying. There has been suddenly a rash of sales. A rash of sales? That's like a den of lions. That's what they call sales, a lot of sales, a group of bears, a herd of bears. Of course I've heard of bears. You know what I'm talking about? I want to thank everybody who's been going out and buying, and I want to encourage this trend, because I left, and I got one royalty check. It was under a dollar, and I said, I was happy for that. I said, well, isn't that good? Because if you got to share that, I mean, that's something, you know? I mean, I hear from the Amazon, but when do I hear from people at Amazon? No, you know, nothing. They don't even send me circulars. Nothing. And then here come in these checks. And then, of course, then I got another one, and I'm not going to tell you how much because it's none of your business, but the point I'm trying to make here is that they're going. They're starting to sell. And I want to continue this because it's a great book, and we could have a lot of fun with it. Laugh until you can't laugh no more and learn a little about life. I love that. Learn a little about life. License.
Oh, good one.
You liked that? Learn a little about life. And even slow up my voice. I just did a stupid...
Sounds like you
imitation.
Have, like, a lot of food in your mouth.
But then, so everyone, go to Amazon, Frank Atolo, License to Skill. And Blurb, you can still get, I think it's only a dollar more, the great T. Stephen Gesick designed book with his illustrations of Molotov memoirs. And very soon, we'll have an announcement about more Molotov memoirs, the second book in what is turning out to be a series. Two is not a series, but, you know, so then maybe you could have a binge. You know, the big thing is binging now. Oh, the Molotov memoirs binge. You take out the Molotov memoirs. Take out just have a Frank Atolo binge. That's what you do. You take out all, you go to Lulu, you get those, they get that
Lulu,
junk. You get the things, you get Molotov memoirs, you go to the blogs, 148.ca/Frank, and you just read, and you know, it's like, you just binge. And you read it out loud, you spit out food, you drink, you do whatever
must
you want.
Feel?
Yeah, you must. You know what I'm saying. Just don't drink and drive, and don't text and drink. And don't. I should say that. I do it all the time. You know, the first thing, I don't understand this. I get a little drunk, and then I get a lot drunk, and the first thing I want to do is, where's my phone? I just want to tell somebody.
You're a normal human being.
That is normal, except I have the old man phone. I don't have the iPhone or the Apple phone.
Yeah,
or the
so you can see your buttons when
I can
drunk.
See the buttons, and I'm like, I can get AM radio. Well, sounds good to me. Because I'm not as old as you look, let me tell you that much. We're going to get to Alona Breisch.
Oh, God.
Alona Breisch.
No, you had the
I
last
have,
name.
Like, let me have, it's like, I know what I like. It's like, it's
if
like.
If it's not the first name you get wrong, then you
I mean,
get the
I'm so going to apologize to her. I hope she has plenty of jokes and makes fun of me when we get on here, because I mean, I know her, I've heard her, I've stuff like that, but the name sounds like, it's like brioche for something you order. It's like a big cheese souffle, a French cheese souffle, and you go, hey, let me have a lot, and you want a lot of. I want a lot of brioche. Let me have a lot of brioche. Put it on the plate. We're going to have a lot of fun here today, like we did the last time we did jokes and funny, because...
When was that?
You wouldn't know. You were here. The Jeremy Long, whose name will never be mispronounced, unless someone goes... Lung? Are you Lung? Jeremy Lung? You are an accident. You know, did anyone ever say that to you when you were a kid? You're an accident waiting to happen. Did anyone say that
to you? No, they said I was an accident happening.
Happening accident. You and Diana Ross. But in any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, we're going to get
it's been my lifelong
Alona,
dream to be
Al. I
gotta
call her Al. You can call me Al. Al, what else? Oh, and hey, listen, I heard, I want to tell everybody that I heard the test run of Savino Veritas. And this is going to be a great show. It sooner or later, it's going to be. In fact, he was. Right here at SRM Media Works, and then all you stations out there who carry Cotolo Chronicles, of course, can pick up the. Can't get it live. It'll be live exclusive here at SRM Media Works, and then you can get the file and play it. Some and Savino Veritas, and it's so filled with information. And the kind of stuff that people are talking about today and doing. It's not like this crapshoot that it's Cotolo Chronicles. This pinball machine of topics and ideas and thoughts. You know, not uh-huh. like that. It's really good. Tom's a smart guy, and I know him for years and years and years.
He's a smart
guy, and he's funny. He's a funny guy, and so there's humor. There's current events. And it's just, I don't know what to tell you. I don't even dare to describe it because it has its own feel to it, and you got to hear it to believe it. So that's going to be coming. We'll tell you more about that here at SRN exclusively. Savino Veritas is coming up soon. Before the end of the year, he'll start this show. Name for what?
If I started a show like Tom did, what my show name would be?
Oh, okay. Well, think about it. On your own time, all right?
I have been thinking about it.
Well, you're just mentioning it now. We're here. My name is Frank Cotolo. My man is Amy Jones, the title of the show. I'm the Bard of Broadcasting. I'm the guy who started all this. I just want you all to know that, okay? Over 10 years on SRN alone, and I'm still here. I'm like the Incredible Shrinking Man. I'm still here. You can never get... You know how they say, like, you've been on that show. You've been doing a show for so long. You're so big. Well, I'm like the Incredible Shrinking Man. I'm so small, and I keep getting smaller. And what's the lesson to learn? You can't disappear. That's the lesson. You see? I'm still here! I'm the Bard of Broadcasting. Let's get Alona. Let's get all Alona. Let's get all Alona in a nice lily kind of... Let's make sure she's available. Of course she's available. Now I'm going to get it. Here we go. Let's call Alona. Let's get this show on the road, started, and cooking here at Cotolo Chronicles. That's all I got to say for that. Let's call... Live, Alona Brish, Alona Brish.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I'm in trouble now. Is that her? Is that her?
Yes.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, perfectly.
Awesome.
Oh, except I'm getting a little bit of a feedback. Do you have the your radio on, or do you have it on?
Yeah, hold on. Let me turn it off.
Please turn your radio down. Turn your radio down, please. Turn your radio down, please. Number in New York: 1-888-925-625. That's yeah.
Is that good? We're good.
That's great. We're good. We're fine. How are you? And please, you were listening, so you know what a mess I've made, because I keep... Please make all the fun of me you would like to. I just can't... You know, when I read something, I get a sound, and I see your name, and I always go Alona Brish. Is that right?
You know, I get that all the time. I don't know how to...
Okay, so if you get that all the time, you should change it to what naturally comes to people.
Well, people like to think they're funny, and they're like, well, when you're by yourself, you're Alona. And I'm like, no, actually, I'm never Alona.
I hate that people think they're funny. You know,
they think they're the first ones.
Don't you hate when you say something or you tell something to somebody and, you know, you're making a little joke, whether it's a pun or something like that, and then they just feel they have to come right back and be funny.
That, like, yeah.
Like that's a card. Like you give them a card. Here, I'm going to say something. Now you say something funny. And they're never funny.
It's never, ever funny.
So you do hate that too.
Yeah.
Because comedians are filled with hate. We know that. All of us. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's introduce you to everyone who doesn't know you now, and try to push some of these CDs you have out, because I got news for you. We're becoming a very popular. People are starting to buy things listening to this. Give me your first name exactly how you'd like me to pronounce it.
It's Alona.
Alona, okay. Because if you take the A off, you wouldn't say Lona, you would say Lana.
Yeah, right? It's exactly how it looks.
So you throw that A on there, and it's a lone
owl. I was like, it's like Madonna.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, that helps.
Well, who are you named? Are you named after somebody, or what are you going to name like that?
Not really. I mean, my dad's name's Lonnie, which is, like, funny in itself.
Oh, Lonnie. I worked with a Lonnie for years and years and years, a guy named Lonnie.
Yeah?
It's probably Alana's dad.
And I called him Leonard. I called him Leonard.
There's only one Lonnie in the world, so it's probably him.
No, you're not Lonnie. No. What's his last
name? Start calling your dad Leonard.
What did I say? Listen to this. I said, what's his last name? It's obviously Bryce. Yeah. Or Breesh. Wouldn't it be funny if she said Breesh?
It's Bryce.
Bryce. And that's German?
Yeah.
For souffle or what? What's it? What does it mean?
I have no idea.
Wow. You should find that out. It could be part of your routine.
I know it was like, it was shortened. It used to be like Von Breishhagen.
Von Breishhagen!
sounds like as Nazi as it comes.
He is Von Breishhagen.
Mine was shortened from Long Penis.
Long Penis?
Yeah,
long.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yours is shortened from Long Winded.
Long Penis.
Oh, so Alana, okay, you are from Pennsylvania?
Yeah. I'm originally from Butler.
That's okay.
Yeah. She said that with so much
made.
Hate.
She was made.
Butler.
She was made in Butler. And you, now the CD, this is your first CD out now. Of comedy. I mean, I don't know, you might have done other things.
No, I'm not. Super musical or anything, so.
Super musical. This is called they might laugh at you. They're gonna laugh at you.
They're all gonna laugh at
They're
you.
They're all gonna laugh at you. Mm-hmm. And what does this consist of in its contents? Is this live stuff or what?
Yeah, it's live, and then it's like, it's kind of mixed together. Like, it's not just one show. Like, the audio from the laugh tracks is recorded from a couple different shows, and then I had to kind of like edit it together.
I looked on, because I know how to spell your name, even though I couldn't pronounce it correctly. I looked on YouTube. I was looking for, I saw a bunch of other things you fool around
with.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even want to think about the stuff that's on there.
But you don't have any stand-up stuff, do you?
I'm working on it. I'd like to get some videos on there.
Where was the segments of the CD recorded?
Random different places around Pittsburgh area.
Pittsburgh.
So that's my best answer right now.
And you're from Pittsburgh?
I live in Pittsburgh.
Oh, Butler, that's right. Butler is right
well,
near.
Yeah.
Butler is near Pittsburgh, isn't it?
It's about like 30 miles from Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
But I live in it's a town called Greensburg now.
Greensburg, that's one of, are you near the Five Rivers? You'd have to be.
I guess, I mean.
I mean, Five Rivers, I've been in Pittsburgh. I mean, like, everybody's got to be, there's Five
Wait
Rivers, everybody's got to be there,
what's,
near it.
What's
near
that them. Place, when I was there, Alana, that they told me to go to, that one restaurant, and you said everybody tells everybody to go
for
there?
For Manny's? Yeah.
Yeah, Smitty. I went to visit Alana, and Smitty goes, visit Primanti Brothers and thank me later.
Primanti?
Oh.
Primanti Brothers?
Yeah, and I'm like, and then Alana said it was stupid.
It's just like really messy sandwich with fries and coleslaw.
And they don't even have a plate?
Well, when I went last time, they handed me paper plates. They're like, here you go. Click.
I'd be like, here you go, and give them Monopoly money back.
Low overhead.
Two can play that game. Sir.
Well, actually, more than two could play that game. I once played Monopoly with about five people.
Well, there you go.
How long of a game was that?
But come on, we're interviewing.
I was just bringing up
Alana. Alana. Oh,
I already said that
Lonnie.
I told her the topic.
We should call. You know, you should call yourself Lonnie Breesh.
No.
Oh, my God. I've never heard that name before.
Lonnie Breesh. Why not? Lonnie could be a girl.
Breesh. You're still getting it wrong.
No, I'm not getting it wrong.
They always think my dad's a girl. Like, they'll put, like, Mrs. Lonnie Breesh. They think he's the girl.
If you look, with the E in front of the I, when you spell it, people are just going to go Breesh. breach, and they're going to drop the eye. And you know how painful that can be if you drop your eye. And they're going to say Lonnie Breech. And I think that's a great name, Lonnie Breech. I think you could, like, be in movies with Adam Sandler with names like that, with a name like that. Not that you'd want to be in a movie with Adam Sandler.
I think you could be in Blended,
Blended. You think Adam Sandler is attracted to people's names?
I don't know what he's attracted to, but he doesn't work... It doesn't work for me. Now, okay, so...
maybe Jack and Jill will come back.
You are doing
Jack and Jill 2,
the...
starring Lonnie Breech.
Lonnie Breech and Jack and Jill.
Adam Sandler as Jack and Jill. Lonnie Breech as Jack...
These are in-jokes? That's why I'm not getting them?
No.
Oh. Here's that Pittsburgh humor we've heard so much about.
We all know how terrible a movie Jack and Jill was.
The joke itself.
See, I keep looking at it. Alana? Okay, where are we now? You were born and raised in Butler?
I wouldn't say raised. I moved around a lot.
Okay, why?
She lived in Palmyra with me a little bit.
I did. That's why I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah, we would never...
Because you met there?
Yeah, we went to school together.
I lived there for 4 or 5 years.
Why'd you leave?
My mom is originally from this area, and she didn't like being that far from her parents.
I don't like being that far from your parents either.
Yeah, I know, right?
You mean your mom, Lonnie?
My mom, Lonnie. No,
so they moved to Pittsburgh, which is a hop, skip, and a jump from Ohio. In fact, that's the name of the first town you get to when you move. Hop, skip, and jump, Ohio. And where does this talk to us now about comedy and you?
Comedy and me.
Yeah, where does this start? Give us a little background. Now that we know where you grew up and all this stuff, where does comedy come into your life?
Yeah, I grew up watching like SNL and stuff like that, and it was like I always had a lot of heroes that were comedians. And
well, let's name some. Come on.
Molly Shannon was a huge inspiration of mine.
Really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Sarah Silverman.
Okay.
She's probably like my number one comedy inspiration.
Now, name some of your non-comedic inspirations.
No, no, wait. Famke Janssen. These are jokes for you and her when you go to Falobi's over there in Pittsburgh. And
Harmini Brothers? But when we're Falobi's?
When we're talking to a major audience, we got to keep them in tune with what we're talking about.
No one's listening.
I know what we were at. Molly Shannon.
And Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman. These people must be getting old because, when I was growing up, I mean, these people weren't even alive. But go ahead, tell us more, because it's always fascinating with this generation to know who led them into comedy. Who else? But who did you see when you were young? I want to do that. Because...
I didn't always necessarily want to be a comedian.
What'd you want to do?
I wanted to act. That was my, go-to, Absolutely, that's what I wanted. It pretty much really started with Kristen Johnston from Third Rock from the Sun.
Wow. Well, that's going back. Okay.
I remember seeing her and just being like, she is so awesome, and that's what I want to do with my life, exactly what she's doing. And, if you think about it, she's funny.
I don't remember at all, to be honest with you.
You didn't watch that show?
I saw the show here and there, but I was... I was not, in the TV loop when that was really big.
Okay.
I was in the TV business, but when you're in the TV business, you're in the TV loop. You're just out completely. It's all different worlds.
They didn't have TVs back then. So.
No, they.
Frank comes from the pre-dawn of TV.
Yeah, that's
era.
Right. I remember when TVs came out.
When they were considered a piece of furniture.
Yes. And they huge tubes. Okay, so you grow, and then what did you do once you said I want to do that? And when you said, tell us the first joke you wrote.
Oh, I don't know. The first joke I sat down to write was really terrible.
Well, it's because you want to do stand up. You're going to have to stand up to write it. You're going to sit down. Go ahead. Well, that's okay. We want to hear the chart because we are terrible.
Oh, my God.
Mine are still terrible.
You remember it, though, don't you? Go ahead.
Yeah, it was, you know, I'm really short. I'm 5'0". So I remember I wrote this joke, and it was like, I never understood why people thought it was okay to tell short people they're short. You wouldn't walk up to a leper and say, do you know you don't have any skin? Like, oh my God, it was so bad.
Frank likes it.
Frank loves it. You can have that one.
You can have that one, yeah. They're using my act. I can't. My act is getting thinner and thinner because I'm giving all my jokes to Jeremy. Okay. But I could see that you sat down and you said, hey, there's a joke. And that's a great accomplishment when you write your first joke. I don't remember the first joke I ever wrote.
I remember the first one I wrote.
You do?
What was it?
Let's hear yours, Jeremy. Into the microphone so that everyone can hear it. Oh, you don't want to tell it? You're ashamed? He's laughing like he's laughing. He can't do it. He can't do it. He has the audacity to wear a yellow submarine, a Beatles yellow submarine.
What's wrong with this jacket?
You know what? Who's getting all this money? What are you? You know, you're an advertisement. You're a walking advertisement. You're as big as a billboard. I'll tell you that much. Look at this. He's advertising a movie that's over. It's old. It's gone. Nobody wants to see it. They didn't want to see it in the first place. You sure are. It says the Beatles, Yellow Submarine, on your whole freaking body.
I'm a fan of the.
Tell us the first joke. And forever hold your peace. Come on, come on. You want an opening act for one joke? Just tell it.
Wait, I gotta think of how I worded it.
Okay.
Keep going. I'll come back to me.
So, Alana.
Mm-hmm.
See, I said Alana.
Yeah, there you go. You're right. Getting there.
And that was and that spawned the beginning of what? When did you realize you had enough to do to stand up in front of people? When was the first time you stood up in front of people and told jokes?
Well, the first time was only about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was July of last year or June.
Yeah, I thought it was longer than that. So were you acting? Were you doing any kind of acting or taking acting classes or doing anything before you said
I hadn't for a while. I've done it in the past. You know, I've done plays and taken acting lessons. But when I first started doing comedy, it was more so something I wanted to try and something that, like, I didn't necessarily want to do with my life. I just wanted to do it, and I saw it as a good creative outlet in the meantime, something that I could do and, like, perform. But the more I started to do it, the more I thought, you know, I think I want to do this.
And then you went to, did you go to an open mic or something and just try it?
Well, I was, like, lucky enough, the place that I worked at, it was a bar restaurant, and I was talking to my boss, and he actually was, talking to me about wanting to do stand-up, and he was like, well, why don't we do it here, like, if you want to try it? And he let me try it out there, and the first show I did by myself. I didn't have anybody to open for me, and it was really awkward. And well, I used a karaoke machine as my mic, so
okay.
We actually used that for a couple months, and the second show I did, we ended up getting more people because we advertised for it. And
where is this place still open?
Yeah.
What? Tell us.
Copper Rocks, and it's in Monroeville.
Hold on. Copper Rock?
Papa Rock.
Copper Rock.
Copper Rock.
Copper Rock.
I'll have a lot of breach on the side, will you? Had a lot of, what is it called?
Papa.
Papa.
I like Papa it when you call rocks. Me Big Papa.
Papa what?
Rocks.
Rocks. Papa Rocks.
Yeah.
And it's in, where?
Monroeville.
Alana and I did a show there together.
We did. Me and Jeremy did a show there.
It was taped? Did anyone record it?
No, it
wasn't. But it was like...
Out of the millions of people that showed up.
It was a bigger turnout than like some of them. It wasn't bad.
Are you still... So you were doing... you were a waitress or something, and then you were also working, and you said now I... you said to the people in the front row, I'm sorry, I can't get you your food. I have to go on now. So you went on, and then they
Jolene, take my shift. I gotta do comedy.
I was working, and then I had to like step off and do my
good.
Show.
That's a great little story. You know, you worked on a place, and do you still do stuff there, or do they still do stuff?
No, they're talking about potentially doing another show there, which I'm all about. I think it'd be like awesome to come back there.
Now, where else have you? I wouldn't know.
I've done open mics at places in Pittsburgh, and then I've done shows at bars around here. And I recently had a show at it's the Rivertown Brewery. I don't know if you've ever heard of Rivertown Beer, but it's really big in this area.
Now, which river is that? One of the five rivers?
I don't know.
Can you name the five rivers? Can you name the five rivers?
No, I can't.
No, me. we're here with Alana Breisch.
There you go.
Yeah, Alana Breisch.
Fine.
Alana Breisch. I was lucky. I had a 50-50 chance of saying it correctly. I'm so sorry about that, but it's just that I see it, and I just want to say one thing. And I think you should be Lonnie Breisch. I think you should just change your name. But that's just me. Here in the Cotolo Chronicles, and we always love having up-and-coming people, and you are certainly up-and-coming because you got to get out of that. Once you're a big name in that town, you got to get out of that town, or have you played outside of the town? Where else have you been around?
I've never been out of the area. That's my, short-term goal.
To play other places?
Yeah, I want to try to go to New York. Sorry.
Who's that? Is that
my dog.
Is it Little Buttercup?
What's his, name? On the front cover of the CD.
What's his name? That's him. Gwen. What's his name?
Gwen.
Gwen?
Like Gwen Stefani.
Oh, like it's a girl.
Yeah.
It's a girl dog. Gwen. Mm-hmm. Like Gwen Stefani. Why do I know Gwen Stefani? I know
she's
her
the lead
somewhere.
Singer of No Doubt.
She's obviously, No Doubt. Yes.
Gwen. Heard of them.
Yeah, and what, so you named only two comedians, what about actresses, who else do you find influences, whatever the heck it is you do? I wish you could do some, you're going to do a couple jokes for us, won't you do some jokes for us? Won't you do a couple of...
I could do a couple.
Okay, hold on to that then, we'll do that after the 10 o'clock.
Smitty bought a CD, he wants us to tell.
Well good, see if there's one sold already.
Okay, I didn't know if that was him or not. I saw it. I didn't know.
You saw it?
I mean,
is he on cam or something?
Like, she probably was like, her...
Do you have people on cam who buy you? Oh, okay.
You've made a purchase.
And...
Pretty much.
Well, you know, if you want, you could play like a cut from that if you don't want to do the jokes live. Maybe you could play a cut from that. Do you think... Do you have something you could just play on the... And put your microphone near it, or would you want
to? Yeah, I could probably do that.
Okay, we could do that. Alana Breisch. Alana Breisch.
Yeah.
I feel like such an idiot because I have a mental block with this. Alana Breisch is a stand-up comedian, and you're going to we know everybody who's been on this show has been heard of again. This is not one of those places like the old Joe Franklin show, where and I know you guys don't even remember that because that goes back to New York.
Remember Joe Franklin.
Joe Franklin, yes. Where you get some new Nuco butter, fine butter, and somewhere out there somebody's going to remember that and laugh. But we don't know because we have to play to, radio is a very lonely place because you don't hear anybody laughing back at you or laughing at you. They laugh at you in their own time. But we're here and you could play, tell me some other people that you admire in show business. And when I say you admire, because I believe that whoever it is you admire is obviously going to have some kind of influence on the work that you do.
My favorite actress is Mary Louise Parker.
Mary Louise.
From that thing. From my favorite movie.
Weeds.
Oh, yes. I know her face. I just did not know her name.
If only you could see Frank's face.
I know her, her face, but I don't know her name. Really? That's your favorite?
Yeah.
All time of all the movies and everything you've ever seen.
Red. Have you ever seen Red?
Oh, is that her in Red? I saw Red 2 last night.
Yeah.
Again.
She's in.
I saw Red 2 twice.
Bruce Willis.
Oh, okay. That's her. Yes, she's the Weeds girl.
Yeah.
I know her. Of her. Who else? How far back... Who'd be your next favorite? Go back. Go way back.
One of my very first favorite actresses is Winona Ryder.
Ah, Winona Ryder. Yeah. Just don't go with her to Macy's.
It was it was sad.
She was she's not only easy to pick up, she picks up. Okay, I'm starting to make up things in my head. Okay, Winona Ryder, who I loved in, and I loved her in, but I'm not. Now I'm going to mention. Now I'm going to say Juliet, and it's Juliette Lewis I'm thinking about.
Oh, Juliet. And,
she likes Juliet.
I loved
too.
Her in. And no, wait a second. We had the man who did her makeup. Wasn't she in Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We had the guy who won the Academy Award for makeup and did her makeup.
Really?
On this show, yes.
That's
right here. He did her makeup. Good. He put pancake on her face.
He touched her face.
He put pancake on Winona Ryder's face.
I would put pancake on Winona Ryder's
face. I'd put pancake on.
I mean,
Ryder. I'd make pancakes with Winona Ryder
in the morning after she stayed over.
I'd make more than pancakes.
Winona. And what do you name her? Why? Or I would call her.
I'd make Winona.
I would call her Winona. Why?
If you can't get anyone's name right. No. Winona. So Winona Ryder.
Want some pancakes? Winona Ryder. Do you have something queued up for us? Can we hear you tell a couple of jokes?
Yeah, hold on. Give me 1 second here to find
one second what's... for Alana Bryce.
While I'm doing this, I think Jeremy should share his joke.
No, we hear enough of his crap. This is Cotolo Chronicles. My name is Frank Cotolo. Man whose name adorns the title of the show. It's Y2K plus 14. This is the first show in October. We're going to have at least five shows. October is a five show month. A lot of other things coming up this month, including Dr. Waldar talk about they must have found another universe or something out there in the world. Heather Drain's going to be back. Talk about those great B movies. She's an expert. And Tom Savino will be back with some more stuff and everything that goes on. How did I give you enough time there? I'm killing time for you, dear.
I have a joke about vagina spray.
You want to talk about vagina spray right now?
Well, I want to talk about vaginas on this show.
Sure. How do you, let me ask you something, Paul. How do you, when you put your jokes together, well, tell this joke and then I'll ask you this question.
Okay, all right, here we go. I'm going to play it. Hopefully you can hear it.
Oh, we're going to hear the vagina spray joke.
Yes.
Okay, go.
Live.
Hold on.
Sounds like it's
coming. Oh my God, speaking of cunts, I have this one friend, and every time she comes over, she leaves a bottle of Summer's Eve pussy spray on my sink. And I know that she's using it the whole time she's here. Because every time she goes into the bathroom, I just hear... Psh, psh. And I mean every time she goes in there. And I don't know what she's doing to her pussy to make it so dirty, or that she would feel that she had to refresh it so often. She might be feeding it, but what I have noticed is that I never hear her using it after midnight. So, after all these years, I think I finally figured it out. It's where she keeps her gremlin.
All right.
Now, this is not available at Target, from what I hear.
If it was available at Target, it'd be like, I have a friend. Beep!
I don't think Target would.
Walmart always edits.
Walmart wouldn't even sell this. So, why? Not why, but now that we mention the fact that you have some off-color stuff, where does all this originate?
Just random.
Sarah Silverman.
Well, yeah, I mean, like,
does marvelous stuff.
She inspires a lot of my stuff, but that's just like, I like her because I think the same things are funny. Like, it's just like, it's stuff I think about randomly.
Good. Well,
I mean, that's just like how my brain works.
Pushing the envelope. You know, I come from a time. I feel like Owen Wilson in Woody Allen in Midnight from Paris. Because I'm going to say this, you know, I come from another time. I come from another time. You know, I come from a time when, of course, people couldn't do No one could do material like that.
Yeah.
And Lenny Bruce went to jail for saying the things that he said. And so over the years, this has become, okay and all right. Did you, but you come from a time when all of this was being done anyway. Because if you listen, right?
I mean, I've had people like, I've been like attacked in the bathroom before after a show.
There are people after your gremlin, probably.
Well, I have this one joke that people either love or like hate.
Oh, is this going to be a real? Okay, well, we can say anything here. We just.
Well, it's about my grandma.
Uh-oh. Go ahead. Tell us the grandma joke, because we're pretty.
All right. I'll just tell this one. It's going to be too hard to find on the CD, but.
Okay.
I say, my grandma's coming to visit, and I don't know how I feel about that, because most people are like really excited when their grandma comes over, but not me, because, how do I put this? My grandma's a cunt. But like, I know what you're thinking. You're like, you shouldn't say that about your grandma. Like, but I don't mean it like that. You know, like, she's a cunt, but she's like a sweet cunt. Like the kind of cunt you just want to put in your pocket because she's so cute. You know, like a pocket cunt.
Do you really have a grandma? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I answer? Is that it?
Yeah, that was it.
Do you really have a grandma?
I have one grandma.
Did you ever hear you say? Did you ever hear tell the grandma joke?
No.
I bet you she'd be like, "I am a cunt."
Yeah, I am a cunt. That's funny.
Wow, that's wild. I got to say that although we're Latin, nobody's going to get in trouble for anything. But I think this may be the first time we ever used the C word on this show.
I think.
What, Cantolo?
Yeah, Cantolo.
Cantolo.
Yeah, thank you. Now you can say my name. See, you found a way.
It's a Luna Breach and Cantolo. together again.
When you're putting together a set, what do you do in terms of how do you make the segues? What do you look at? In terms of the dynamics of your, if you're going to do, what is a set these days anyway? Is it 10 minutes, 15 minutes? What is a set?
It depends. If you're doing an open mic, it's like about five.
Yeah. Five? Yeah, well.
If you're doing a show and you're not headlining, you get about 15.
So how do you put together, how do you work the dynamics of your jokes? Do you connect them?
My jokes are pretty like, I know a lot of people like go on and have like whole stories. I try to keep them like really short, like just like here's the thing, and then that's funny because of this. Like,
but do you go from one to the other? I mean, do you start off by talking about who, who you are, where you grew up, or I mean, do you put any kind of thread through it?
I usually open my set with an intro about me being short, but it's not what it was that I told you earlier. It's not that one.
What'd she say earlier?
Not the first joke she ever wrote.
Oh, that. Oh, right. The one with that.
It's evolved. And then I usually just, I kind of segue. Sometimes I just change the subject.
Jeremy just went to Wikipedia. He's trying to find out if lepers have cunts, right? Is that what you're trying to
Is that what I'm doing? I mean,
I
can.
Might have fallen off. Like,
you're here, everybody. Yes, you are listening to and never has a C word. Been said more on at all on Cantolo Chronicles, but in joke, in jest, because I was arguing with someone the other day who's a very, very conservative person. And I said, there are no boundaries in comedy that immediately, and I'm sure you're agreeing with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there once were many boundaries. And even today, you have to know your audience. And that'll lead me to my next question. And that is this. Have you ever put together a killer 5 minutes? I mean, you said this is my killer 5 minutes and one audience and it just dies.
I had one show in particular that was just so bad. It made me so mad and I didn't want to, like, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I hate it. Like, nobody was paying attention and I couldn't even hear myself.
But did you do that set again when people were listening worked,
that's
right?
That's the thing. Like, I've never been discouraged to the point like, oh, that joke tanked. I'm never going to do it again. Like, I even if it doesn't get laughs at one particular place, it doesn't mean it's not going to get laughs somewhere else.
So you've already learned that the audience, you know, that you, it's pretty hard to measure material by any one audience because what,
you know, one and then you always have people that are like really offended by something, and then the next show you do, everybody loves it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Usually, I would imagine the places where you're going to play, where the generation of people who are listening are going to expect, they're not going to be shocked by that kind of stuff.
I mean, there are some people, like when I got like attacked, I say, in the bathroom, it was like two older women, and they told me that I don't understand why I'm so offensive.
Did they try to tell you why you were so offensive?
Yeah. And
what did they say?
I do understand. They were like, you don't understand how rude it is to say that about a woman. Mm-hmm. As a woman, you need to respect where you came from. And I was like, I mean, that's why I say it, because I'm comfortable enough with being a woman that I feel that I can say cunt.
Here's a suggestion when people do that to you. I think that, because, you know, anybody, people who are doing that are either, you know, they're very conservative or they're very, and they don't realize that that's not you, that you're an act, that you're doing
this.
That's
the thing, that a lot of people think all my jokes are true.
Yeah, a lot of people think, you know, people tell stories in jokes, and yeah, people do think.
Like, most of them are made up, but
of course
people are like, oh, that really happened. Oh, my God. I'm like, no.
Well, here's a good defense for you whenever people do that, come over to you and say anything like that. Just say, it's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. And because I want to tell you something that really, if you ever want to insult anybody, you never have to use an off-color word or anything, okay? Here's what will get anybody upset. Tell them you have no sense of humor. Nobody wants to hear that. I mean, what do you mean I have no sense of humor? They hate that, you know?
And they'll just be like, I do, you're just not funny.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's how I know. You're not funny. I have a sense of humor. I have a, you know, so yeah. So if you ever want to sell someone, you can tell them that works all the time. And then you can tell people it's just a joke. But I would imagine that comes with the territory, though. If you're going to do that kind of material, you know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And if some of the nuns from St. Francis, St. Francis Epitome happened to be in the audience that night, you could always change it. Or you could change it to nun cunts. You could say, hey, some nun cunt stories. How about that? we're here coming up to the already to the first hour, coming up into the second hour here at Cotolo Chronicles, Y2K Plus 14 with Alana Breisch.
There you go. I'm maybe so proud of you.
Yeah, maybe I always knew it. Huh? Maybe I've just been playing with you.
Is that Jack Nicholson? Yeah?
Wait till they get a load of me. do you do any imitations? You do, because you said celebrity imitations. I saw it on your. That little thing where you put all the funny stuff, that jumping rope and...
I don't know where that came from.
It says this. It says celebrity impersonations.
Did you really go... Did you Google me to find that?
I found it somewhere. I don't know where I found it. From your Facebook page.
It was one of my, casting portfolios.
Yes. Yes. It was in the casting portfolio. I was looking for an actress.
So let's hear it.
So let's hear.
I don't know. I haven't done any of them in a really long time. I mean, I can do like Lois Griffin.
Oh, from Family.
Yeah.
I'll do Peter, and you do.
Okay, you guys. Here's Jeremy Long, and I'm not doing from Family Guy.
Jeremy, do you know the grimace thing?
No.
Never mind.
I was just gonna say something generic.
All right, I got it.
Why don't you just improv?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, Lois, what's for dinner?
Peter, stop asking me what's for dinner.
See? She's way better than you. You sound like, you sound like Bugs Bunny.
He's like, hey,
I never said it was good. I just said I would
that's
do
true.
Peter.
Yeah, that's true. You didn't say that. Hey, Lois. Hey, man, maybe let's make Lois. Let's make Lois married to Bugs Bunny. Hey, Lois. What a maroon. What a maroon. Hey, Lois. Hey, Lois.
This devil.
and Alana Breisch translation. Hey, Lois, what's up between your legs? Okay, no. Look. Well, that's good. Who else do you do?
I could do Miss Swan from Mad TV.
Remember Mad TV?
I do remember Mad TV. Miss
Swan? I don't know if you remember Miss Swan.
What a coincidence that that's the same person.
I know. I feel like I can do her stuff. Like, it's weird.
Okay. What's her face? Alex Borstein.
Okay, I'm sure you're all saying stuff that people know about.
She was the voice of Lois. And she was Miss Swan on Mandy.
She was Miss Swan. So she's really? I'm trying to remember her. Which one?
Like
which
little she? Asian lady.
Okay. Oh, okay, yes. Yes, I do know. Miss yes. Swan. I do. Yes, and now I remember. Go ahead, do her.
Hold on.
Hello, sexy lady.
That's good. Do more of her. Why don't you say, hear this? It's and that's the end of the first hour, and we're right here. It's 10 o'clock. Go ahead.
You were so nice to me before. Now you call me dirty little whore.
Okay, I'll do it in English.
I said.
Oh.
I mean, it was in English.
Alona.
She's Alana. Asian, so.
Alana Breisch. Alana Breisch is with us here.
Everybody. Everybody has a Chris Walken.
Chris Walken.
Except for Frank. Frank just takes big gulps.
Take it and just destroy it.
we have the Joan Cusack thing.
Too. Oh, Alana and I do a good Joan and Chris Walken.
Why don't you guys, here, we are at the top of the hour here, we're going to the second hour of Cthulhu Chronicles. Why don't you do, you and Alana
we
do
a whole series about it.
Do, like, when you were at Pippi Pop Stockings or whatever it is you were at when you said, you both.
Papa Rock?
What was the name of that place?
Yeah.
Pippi. What is it? When you were both there, why don't you, you got up and improvised, or did you work this out?
Well, no, we did our own stand-up sets.
Oh, I thought you worked, I thought you did them together.
Alana opened
for me. No, he opened for me.
Or did I open for you?
Oh, you hear what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, she opened for me.
I definitely
And then
remember.
You're over there going, oh, he opened for me. Oh, she opened for me, and he opened for me.
And there was like three other comics besides the two of us.
Yeah, there was a couple more.
Oh, I was going to say, why don't you do what you did, did there, but you don't do time.
Well,
I thought you just
Alana and I both
got up together.
Alana and I do this.
Go ahead. What? What do you say?
Christopher Walken, Joan Cusack.
Okay,
do you know Joan Cusack?
It's John's sister.
Yeah, John.
John, go ahead.
John.
Why don't you do that?
It's okay.
Go ahead.
Joan, I'm so excited for the party tonight. Who all got invited?
Well, Chris, I invited my brother John. Of course. I think I invited my mom, because you have to have a mom. I think Jesus is coming, too.
Whoa! Ooh, I haven't seen Jesus in ages.
All right, I don't know. I don't have any more.
You know, your Christopher Walken goes in and out of being... Exactly, Christopher Walken to somebody imitating Christopher Walken.
Really?
Yeah, it goes in and out. It's like for a second I fooled them. That's because that's not Christopher. That's good. Certain words, and you have to work on certain words. My problem with imitations when I was doing them is I've always my own stuff creeps into them. I never get them exactly, and when I get them exactly, and this is why I bring this up, I get. Certain phrases exactly, but I can't do the rest. That's why I love when people can do someone and say anything like them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't do that. I get these little phrases and these things that I can imitate right in there, but the rest, I can't do that. It's the crickets. And you hear that?
Yeah,
we've heard that.
Like,
we've heard that a lot in our stand-up days, haven't we, friends? The crickets. I know you're out there. I can hear you breathing. Hey, is this a real crowd or is that just a painting? What are some of these other things? How about hecklers? Tell us, Alana, how have you learned to deal with hecklers? Have you had them?
It wasn't until recently that I've been comfortable, like, talking to the crowd. At first, I was just like, oh, my God, I'm not even going to reply to the crowd. I don't know what to say. But, I mean, the more I do it, like, the more it comes naturally. Like, you just get more comfortable and then feel that you can say things and think of things to say on the spot. But I don't think it's something that, at least with me, that I could do right away.
A lot of comedians have set lines.
Yeah.
And then when something happens, they say it off, you know, as if they're just making it up.
I choose to.
Yeah.
Do you do? What do you do?
I improv.
Because you probably get a lot of hecklers.
Yeah.
I know. I've been with you and some of your.
You've been a heckler.
Yeah, I know. I've been a heckler. What do you? What do you? Do you have certain things you say?
Not typically. I usually just play off of the scenario.
Okay. Well, that. So then he improvises.
Like one time.
I mean, that's pretty much what I do. I don't have anything set at the moment.
Sometimes it's fun to just address the audience, even if they're not like purposely heckling you.
I would rather undress the audience sometimes. But that's another story altogether. We've obviously played at different places.
Right? My one show, this one lady, she wasn't necessarily heckling.
I got this Groucho thing about me for some reason. You know, I notice I'm falling into this. I'm just falling into this Groucho. I don't know what happened. It's lately. It's just been going on. What? What were you saying?
What?
I just want to say that I'm not imitating, but
Groucho
just happened to be saying.
Frank's biggest inspiration.
I just happened to be saying it like that. You know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, she wasn't heckling me per se, but everybody laughed at the joke, whatever. And then the laughter died down, as it does after like a couple seconds. But this lady just kept on laughing by herself. Everybody else was silent, and her laughter ended like this. And I was like, sounds like somebody popped that lady, letting all the air out.
You don't need a mic, do you, that's when all. You're on stage, too?
Sometimes.
You just he's got a sonorous voice. Sonorous. See, my accents are all on the wrong syllables tonight for some reason. That's why I couldn't say Alona. Alana. Alana, how much do you improvise, and do you find yourself fixing or changing jokes as you go along, and maybe saying how does it work in terms of how married are you to each joke, or where are you going with?
There's some jokes that like I don't do very often anymore, or like if I feel that I'm doing one too much, I'll drop it for like a couple shows. But some of the jokes that I have, like, I change as I'm going. Like, sometimes I'm just like, oh, like, kind of just, like, improv and be like, well, this would sound better right now if I said it like this. Or, like, depending on the crowd I'm doing it to. Like, oh, they would like it if I added this to the end because they look like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I know exactly what you mean. And that's a very,
yeah.
That's a very good thing to do.
One time when Frank and I were at a show, he said, lose the fat jokes this show, Jeremy. Lose the fat jokes.
Yeah, there's certain
too many fat people in the audience.
There were certain things you got to do as you go along. But even telling a joke that you tell over and over again, and that's what Alana was saying, and I know what she's saying. You would suddenly say it different or make it longer or what have you. Where do you try out your jokes? Or how do you know? You say, I'm going to do this one because I know it's funny. Or if it makes me laugh.
My boyfriend works with me a lot and writes with me.
Now, is that... Well, okay, writes with you. Okay, because I was going to say, that's not fair. Try out your jokes on your boyfriend.
No, right? I mean, if they weren't funny, he doesn't lie. Like, he's not going to be like, that's great.
No, Nathan would just have a blank face.
Like, yeah.
That's not funny.
Well, what makes him an expert, then? That's what I... Yeah, really. I mean, if you're trusting him that
he's
much...
Jesus.
Really, you're trusting... Comedy. I feel like he's just really in tune with what's funny. He's pretty naturally funny.
He looks like Russell Brand, and Russell Brand's funny.
So he looks like Russell Brand, so Russell Brand's funny. Jeff Goldblum looks like Osama bin Laden, but they didn't shoot him. He looks like...
He wasn't wearing his turban.
I was trying to come
he
up
looks,
with...
He looks... You know, he looks like him, and he's funny. So Nathan's funny by association? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know that kind of logic. my logic.
Well, if he helps you write, then obviously that would help you. What does he do for a living?
It's a comedy. He works at Starbucks.
He works at Starbucks. Well, he works deals with the public.
He works at Starbucks.
He deals with the public, and you can be funny. I know that. I've been a barista, but I only called it a barrister once. I said, I'm a barrister. And then they took me to court because that's where barristers go, not baristas. You'd be one little wrong, syllable, and you've changed the whole meaning of everything. What would I know? Let's see. What else can we talk about with comedy? Who would you pay to see? Now, I know you mentioned. Besides Sarah and Molly Shannon doesn't do anything anymore, right?
Yeah,
she's pretty much done, isn't she? She's pretty much over. She's over, isn't she?
I would wouldn't say over.
Well,
but
I don't know what she's going to do. She has to come over. Back. Well, she's going to have to come back and do something because her that movie bombed. The one Lorne Michaels made with the Superstar. The
oh my God, no. Superstar didn't bomb.
Sure,
it bombed. Still a classic.
No. I'm not talking about what we
like. Financially, yeah.
Yeah,
I know,
I'm not talking about what we like.
I would never say.
Yeah. Well, I know. I love certain things that bombed, but they bombed. But the thing is, that didn't help her propel her career. All right? So in that respect, it really did.
Yeah, I don't really think she's too concerned about it.
No?
Holy shit, don't give a shit.
Get Molly on the phone. Molly.
I'm going to call her right now.
Call her right now. Get Molly on the phone. What the hell's going on with you? So, who do you pay to see?
Well, like I said, I would... Who would I or who have I?
Well, who do you? Like, are you, right now, are you saying, like, you know who's coming to town? Mitzi Mama. I'm going to go see Mitzi Mama.
I want to see Tig Notaro. She's coming to Pittsburgh.
Who?
Tig Notaro. She's a comedian. Okay. She actually has done shows with Sarah Silverman and stuff. I wanted to see Sarah. She was on the Oddball Tour, but that didn't work out.
Do you like that Amy girl who's on...
Schumer?
Amy, who's on?
I love her. Okay. I would pay to see her.
She's very, very good.
I like think. Her.
And she's
she's one of my like big inspirations at the moment.
Doesn't have to be female.
She's right. Okay. She's right in there in that whole your theater of of stuff. Do you? How much? I found when I was writing a lot of comedy that one of the best things to do was not watch or listen to comedy.
That's true, because then you start accidentally, like, making it similar.
Yeah. I've had that. Inspiration, though, can be a problem, because you would fall into
a lot of told me that recently texted me that somebody stole one of my jokes.
Well, joke stealing, as you know, we've talked about this the whole... I mean, it's very... and you've heard over the past couple of months, I mean, I've been jokes on Facebook and stuff like that popped up. And, you know, and guys are saying them. That's not because they heard me. Because jokes are...
I've had it happen to me where I thought I made something up and I'll hear it. And I'm like, ugh.
When you think think of something funny and it's kind of common, chances are other people have thought it up also.
Yep.
And are out there saying it. So, but there are people, you can steal jokes. Do you know there's only, I'm going to do a whole show on this. There's only 5 jokes in the world in any language.
Yeah.
And one day I'm going to do a show on this and go through each one. But what type of, so you're going to see her and then who else is out there?
I mean, I've seen Kevin Nealon and I love him and I think he's hilarious.
He's done some really good bits.
He's funny, yeah.
And who else?
Male-wise.
Let's see, who else in the male side of sex?
I like Louis C.K.
Okay.
And I think Jim Gaffigan's really funny, too.
You know, he's...
he kills me.
C.K., I saw a recent picture of him, and I hadn't seen any pictures of him recently until I saw this recent picture of him, and he's putting on even more weight.
Is he?
You better watch out. He may wind up like Louis Anderson. Do you remember Louis Anderson? Anybody?
Who could forget Louis Anderson?
Family Feud, right?
Wow, it's amazing. I could tell you Louis Anderson stories. Louis Anderson sitting in my living room.
You know who I used to
looking get? At the looking in the mirror at himself and fixing his. Wow, what an ego. Louis Anderson had an ego. Even before he made it, I was at his first performance because I knew his manager, a guy who brought him in from Minnesota. And I'm not dropping names. I'm just telling you what happened. And Louis and I never totally got along. But Louis was an okay guy, just a little weird. And he's probably still weird.
You know who I used to get him confused with a lot? Mm-hmm. Which is sad because one I love and the other one I don't care for too much. But I always got him confused with Andy Richter. They look similar, yeah.
They're nothing like one another.
Yes.
They look similar.
Not at all.
But I love Andy Richter.
Not at all. Don't they look at all alike?
Are you kidding me?
It's amazing. You know, people say things. I hear people say things. They go, hey, see that guy there? He reminds me of Clark Gable. And you go, what?
I don't see how people see these things. How is that possible? Do I see things so strangely?
I'm gonna bring up a picture of them side by side.
No.
Nobody
reminds
can see that. On
for
the
some reason,
Alana can see it.
It pushes a button or does something to you that I can't. You know, and I unless I look at everything completely different than other people, I don't think so. My name is Frank Cadolo. Dali. Hey, have you seen what's the funniest movie you saw recently?
Recently.
What made you laugh?
Oh my God, that's a really good question. I haven't really watched anything funny recently.
Haven't been to the movies to see any comedies yet?
No, I've really only went to the movies to see horror movies recently. Trying to think of the last comedy I saw.
What's the last time that you really... I always remember this because it doesn't happen often. The last time that you really laughed, like, this uncontrollably. Something just got you. And I'm trying to think of the last time. They're few and far between.
Such a good question.
Few and far between.
I think the last movie that made me laugh that hard.
Anything that made you laugh that hard, so hard. And you have to have been straight when it happened. What?
Either the movie Anchorman or
Anchorman,
or the movie that
was a long time ago, but I feel the same way.
I can't think of anything more recent than that. It was either that or the other movie that makes me laugh uncontrollably. The first time I saw it, and still to this day, is Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
No, they're all funny. True.
I recently rewatched Paul. And I laugh really, really hard. It's
really?
Like Kristen Wiig
really good...
is so funny in that movie.
I can't remember. The last time, aside from my uncle's funeral, I can't remember the last time I laughed so hard.
Too soon.
I know. No, seriously, I can't remember the last time I love that feeling when, and it's just so rare, when you just can't control it and it just goes. And then you think you're settling down and you try to say something and it starts again. And then eventually you like can't breathe. And then you run for you have the oxygen tank in your room too, right? You go get that and you put that in your mouth. And then you realize that, that's not the oxygen machine at all.
Helium.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's her gremlin. Okay, so callback. Callback? Is that what?
Yeah,
I did a callback. Let's, let's go back to what I was saying about serious things. What serious things? Where I found, like, if you have a funny mind, you certainly should need to play off serious things, not off funny things, and you stay away from other people's comedy that way. What do you read that's serious that you can use for comedy?
Any special? A lot of my stuff at the moment isn't necessarily serious, and I feel like I'm a comedian, but I feel like I'm more in real life. My real persona is more serious, and that's why my comedy side isn't. If that makes sense.
No, it don't make sense. Here's what I'm saying. Would you go read anything? So you read serious. You're saying that you don't sit around like me. You're not just a natural goofball, even when you're serious. Because people always say to me now, they always say, I never know when you're serious.
You know I'm not so much like that. I feel like I'm pretty serious a lot of the time.
Well, that's what I tell people. When they say that to me, I go, look, I'm always serious. I don't know what
it's just your version.
Yeah, what are you finding funny? Yes, you son of a bitch.
No.
Is that funny? Is it, you mean that?
Huh?
And they say, what, you mean that? Now you're not funny? You are funny? So what are you saying? You're serious? You do serious things when you're not doing jokes? Or?
I mean, a lot of the time, yeah. I mean, like...
Why are you so serious? What do you do that's serious? Is Nathan serious?
I don't see, like, serious. Like,
you and Nathan sit around and talk about the philosophy and things and stuff like that and get real serious?
I mean, sometimes.
You never crack a joke?
Talk about Beyonce.
Well, yeah. What?
They sit around and talk about Beyonce.
Beyonce? Is that how you pronounce that? Beyonce? I was calling Beyonce.
Really
I was calling her Beyonce.
What?
Well, I thought that he was silent and it was... go ahead. Where are we? Where's Nathan? Is he there?
He's here.
You don't want to talk? No. He doesn't want to talk?
Hi, Nathan.
He's
Can we say hello to Nathan?
showering.
He's showering. Oh, you want? Can you take the mic into the shower? Into
I don't the know, bathroom?
No, don't do that. Oh, Nathan will be hunting us. Well, he knows you. He doesn't know me. Well, he could find a picture of me on Google.
He could find you.
Yeah, he could find me.
But, little dude, you know that Nathan's other job as a bounty
is what?
Hunter.
He's a bounty hunter.
He's a bounty hunter or a barista? Yeah.
Well, if I see any bounties, I'll, you know, luckily there's no bounties in this neighborhood, so he wouldn't be hunting here. The, what else can we talk about in terms of comedy? What makes you laugh that's really natural? I mean, do you see people? You know what I saw today? Let me tell you what I saw today. I thought this was hilarious. I saw porn bloopers.
Where?
Yeah, just laugh. Did you just laugh? Think,
I feel like that would make me laugh.
Yeah, just say that and you go, you'll laugh. And because, and I like bloopers. I like when people screw up and they really screw up in porn bloopers. I just realized they screw up. Get it? So I just realized I said that. No, there's a lot of boners in that one, huh? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? How come they use sexual terms? I never realized that until now. Why do they use sexual terms when you do things wrong? Oh, that was a real boner. You really screwed up. Right?
Yeah.
You know why? I never realized that until now. And how old am I? Listen to this. I'm just figuring this out. You know, life is every day of life. The sun comes up. And there's more to learn.
Yeah.
Where were we? There's the crickets again.
Yeah, just that's just perfect.
No, Alana, what were we talking about? Oh, I saw porn.
Find funny.
Porn bloopers. Hilarious. Do you?
I think that would be really funny.
Well, and you know, here's what I thought, though. And I know you'll agree with me. I'm saying, what we're laughing at, we. Like I was watching it with someone else. I do have.
The bigger question is.
I do. I have porn.
How did you come across porn
bloopers? I have porn blooper parties. Okay, my friends come over.
Which friends?
Some females, some male. You know, and most of them.
Some giraffes.
Most of them of age, and we watch porn bloopers.
How many porn bloopers are there? How many have you had?
There's plenty of porn bloopers. Huh? None you've been invited to. Let me tell you that much.
I want to come to the next porn.
Okay, so you can come to the next porn. Here's what I thought as I'm watching. I went, you know what? This is no different than the cleanest crap. Not America's funniest videos. You know, dogs falling and kids men fishing or going fall. And I'm going, wow, just because they're naked and they're trying to do these things that are considered that you wouldn't see on ABC in primetime, it's the same thing. What am I laughing about? They fall.
I think that's funny for some reason.
Right?
I feel like, I don't know. It'll always make me laugh. When I see those vines and stuff, like, of people getting hurt, for some reason, it's really funny.
Yes, and this dates back to, this will date back to the banana peel, right? The guy tripping on the banana peel.
Have you ever tripped on a banana peel? That's a question.
Have I ever tripped on a banana
peel?
I really don't think that's any of your business.
Maybe when you were making some porn bloopers.
My porn bloopers.
He was trying to do some porn.
I certainly thought it was a banana peel. And what made your
in
banana
peel? In the dark, it felt like a banana peel.
What on earth made your banana peel? in essence, and this comes back to the five jokes, in essence, we're laughing at the same things over and over and over again. There are certain things that make us all laugh. And you're right, people getting hurt. You know what? When we grow up, name some cartoons you watched when you were a kid that made you laugh.
That made me laugh. Like,
well, that's why you watched them, isn't it? You didn't watch them to learn anything. Oh, you might have watched Sesame Street.
I watched SpongeBob, and I thought, ay, 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 ay. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, see that? And he immediately put on a smile. That's funny. What did you watch? Did you watch? You watched SpongeBob?
Yeah, and I don't know. I watched a lot of things that weren't funny though. Like I was like, I watched like X-Men and.
Okay.
Like
X-Men can be pretty funny.
The X-Men cartoon.
You know, it can
funny.
Be pretty funny. Like the dialogue.
I originally stayed away when I was for X-Men. I said, no, do you have X-Women? Because I'm not really into that.
There are some X-Women.
X-Men.
Yeah, Mystique's practically
the X-Men. Naked. Although I can be seen briefly in a movie called Sailor Beware. But let's not get into that.
It sounds like a blooper.
Were there any X-Men. Bloopers in that?
X-Men. Apparently I didn't. You know, the worst audience you can have is an audience of comedians, right? And it's like we're sitting here trying to make each other laugh and we can't. Well, I'm not a comedian. I know Zeddy was a comedian. Here's what I found about that was great about about comedy, and I've done this. See if you agree with me on this, and if you don't, shut up. No, say it. Tell me. I once in a while I speak. Organizations hire me to speak. I put in resume and things, and I post it on these stupid spots. Okay, I'm a speaker. I'll speak to. Are you okay?
That was my.
Because we read the laugh. Rip out.
It was my dog.
Oh, it was your dog. It was Eva, Esme, Glenn, Gwen. Yeah,
Gwen.
See how I figured that one out? Glenn. You Gwen.
You weren't even close.
So I put these. She's what? She's dead?
No.
She's laughing that you called her Eva.
Oh, Eva.
Did you know what her cat's name is?
You got a cat and a dog?
Two cats
and a dog?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that must keep you busy.
And the dog is smaller than
two
the cat.
Cats. Okay, and like, why? Gwen is, what is he, one of those
I
little rats?
I have a really big cat.
He's one of those little cuckoo rats?
Jasmine's huge.
She's a Boston Terrier.
Oh, I don't know what that means. Oh, I don't know. Jasmine
like a French bulldog kind of deal.
Ooh. Yeah.
Little.
That's an ugly little. Oh, I've seen her. She's at the cover of your magazine. What was I saying?
Well,
I was talking. Oh, yeah. If you're announced, in other words, what I did is I do comedy, but I don't let them know I'm going to do comedy. As what they do is they hire me to speak on a certain subject. So I go there, and I've spoken to various groups that meet their organizations and stuff like that. But you don't tell them you're a comic that way. See, when you tell someone you're a comedian, they're sitting there going, "Okay, make me laugh." And
I hate that.
Right, you immediately have this.
They find out, they're like, "Tell me a joke."
Yeah, and tell me a joke. That's fine. Yeah.
You can add this to your set.
Yeah, right. No, but if you go,
it happens a lot.
Even if you go to a place like an open mic or wherever you go, and you're paid or not paid to do it, you're going to get up there and they say, "Here's a comedian." Okay, what I do is. I go up as a specialist in any area. So people call me and they say, "You do talks to organizations?" Yes. I said, "What would you, what do you need to, what do you want to talk about?" And they said, "Well, we'd like to talk about stress in the workplace." I said, "Perfect. I could do a speech on that." So whatever they say, I say yes. And then I go and I do it. And it's a mockery. It's a joke, but they all start to laugh because they don't expect it. They think I'm going to be serious and I lay all the junk on them and they laugh and you're a hit as a comic. But if I was to tell them I was a comic, they'd sit there and go, "Why don't you get somebody? Oh, is that funny? That's supposed to be funny? What?"
Yeah.
That's the way they talk.
Yeah, that's how they talk.
I know.
So that makes it more difficult. So when that really puts it on the line, I brought that up because you said something. Are we keeping you up, Jeremy? Was it a long day today? You're yawning. You okay? Or
did,
is it just that you
did yawn?
Maybe we should have a.
It has been a long day.
Alana, do some more.
Isn't it always a long day though for you?
It's always a long day.
Do you make up more stuff about your family and stuff? How does your family? I mentioned before when I said, "Did your grandmother hear that?" Do you do jokes about, like your boyfriend and stuff? And do you do that? Just make up,
I have jokes about my boyfriend, and I have jokes about my mom and dad, and they're not. None of them are really true.
Give us some jokes about your boyfriend, and you might not use his real name. You know, Phyllis Diller, who we played in the beginning. Diller used to talk about Fang, her husband Fang, and shows you about
well,
Fang.
Well, I have, there's this one, I haven't used it in so long, and I don't even know if I want to say it, but what I do a lot with my boyfriend when he's at the shows, I have this joke about fisting. Yeah. And I always find it appropriate to say, "Speaking of fisting, my boyfriend's here tonight."
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, right. Just say, "I don't know where." Speaking of fisting, I saw it was in the bloopers.
You saw fisting bloopers?
Fisting bloopers.
Cool. You know who, correct me if I'm wrong, Alana, but Nathan's mom comes to a lot of Alana's shows, right?
Yeah.
She likes when you make fun of Nathan? Give us another boyfriend. Give us another boyfriend joke while he's in the shower.
What?
While he's in the shower. Give us another boyfriend joke.
Yeah, I have to think about it. I have.
Say, I just did what you hate. I just did what you hate. We just talked about that.
Tell a joke. Right?
Yeah. Oh, you're a comedian. Tell us a joke. Yeah, just do a joke. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
This one.
Tell
where,
us a joke. Come on, come on, come on. Tell us a joke. Tell us a joke. What? Tell us your latest joke. How about it? Have you written? What's your latest? The one that you last.
My latest joke.
Yeah.
Probably my. I have a joke about Rosa Parks that I wrote.
Oh, a Rosa Parks joke.
Yeah.
Go for it, because
I mean, do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Yeah, we want a Rosa Parks joke.
All right. Well, I say since it's about that time of year where I start thinking about what I want to be for Halloween. And I always think of these really elaborate costumes, and I'll go to a Halloween party, and then I'll want to kill myself within the first 20 minutes because my costume's so uncomfortable. So I thought about it, and I think this year I have the perfect solution to this problem. I'm going to go as Rosa Parks. That way, all I have to do is sit on a couch the entire night and refuse to move.
The bad part about that, of course, would be the people who would go, "Hey, who's she talking about?"
Yeah, that happened.
Did she say Rosie?
Well, that's my brother, and he said that, and I was like, "What?"
Yeah, she say Rosie. She mean that fat lady who does the jokes on the TV? Rosie O'Donnell. That's she talking about? Is her name really Parks or something? Am I supposed to know
Rosa
something?
Rosa Parks.
Why are you sitting there?
I'm Rosa Parks.
Why are you sitting there doing nothing? I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, there's always
yeah,
that.
That's good. That's good. Go to the back of party, please. Go to the back of the back of the party, please.
You'll
walk in.
Go to the back of the party. For those of you who don't know who Rosa Parks is, please go to the back of the...
Yeah, just tell them. Go to the back of the
party. I'll tell them to go to the back of the... Go
to the back of the Halloween masquerade party, please. I know. I'm Rosa Parks. We'll go to the back of the masquerade play. I know. Cracking up. See, this is good. You could use any of the stuff that you get out of this, by the way.
You walk into the Halloween party.
I might write a joke about the porn bloopers.
Porn blooper. I don't know. We could probably come up with a whole set.
Oh, and I bounce ideas off of each other.
Do you bounce ideas off
we
of each other?
We could write something about the
You're
porn
pretty
bloopers.
Bounceable. I know you can almost bounce anything off of you. I know. Well, let's face it. He's large, isn't he?
Yeah.
Someone once... And that's not in reference to the porn bloopers, by the way.
Jeremy Longpenis.
Longpenis.
Jeremy Long... What is it?
That was my... Longpenis.
Longpenis?
That was my stage when I did soft
Oh,
porn.
That's hilarious. You mean like long penis? Now you're purposely mispronouncing it.
No, that's long just penis. What my former name was, and then I got shortened to Long.
It got shortened to Long. The yeah. Long penis got shortened to Long.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Well, what'd you do?
Can you believe that so, long is short?
Were you Jewish? What are you, Jewish? So, I didn't get any of that at all.
Any of what?
What topics? What about topical humor? Do you find... Okay, we're going to do this in a second. All right, please. What about topical humor? Do you just... Do you think of... What?
Okay, go ahead.
Do you think of jokes or would you... Because, you know, topical humor, of course... You can't always use it because it's topical and it'll be outdated. Or do you just stay within the confines of personal lives and thoughts and things and jokes? Or do you...
Typically, most of my stuff is just, you know, normal, anybody can understand them jokes. I have a couple that are...
Topical?
You know, topical. Yeah. I don't...
You want to tell us a topical joke?
I don't know.
You want to tell us a topical joke?
I can't
think of one.
What would you say is your best joke so far that you've written? Like the one that kills the most often?
Well, let's say that, yeah. What would be the joke that you find always works?
It depends where I'm at, but that grandma...
Wait. Let's get the question again. Wait. The one that always works. It doesn't depend upon where. Do you have one that always works?
For the most part, then, I'll say the cunt joke really gets people to laugh. I've had more good than bad with it, except for how I told you I got bombarded in the bathroom, but... It wasn't like nobody laughed at it. It was just those two.
Those two cunts.
Do you think that, do you find people are, do people, or have you ever been criticized for, because I don't think they do this anymore, criticized for shock value?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I've had a couple people, like, just saying that I'm only funny because my stuff is raunchy and that, like, I couldn't be funny otherwise, which is, it's not true. It's just what I think is funny.
What about your parents? I mean, obviously you're of age, but I mean.
It was a big deal. I was really afraid to do my set in front of them, and I just did it, and they laughed, and then they think it's funny, and I was shocked.
Yeah. You were just self-conscious right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, it's helped that I was just like, you know what, I'm just gonna do this. I'm not gonna hold anything back.
My mother wouldn't come to see me perform no matter what I did.
My mother never comes to
anything. She was always she had to take, you know, a bottle of Valium because she thought, well, she thought I was gonna, like, you know, she'd be there when I collapsed or when I died, you know, it was just terrible.
Yeah.
She was always thinking, you know, hard things.
Every time my parents come, I like to point them out, and then it makes them embarrassed.
You know what? You know, I used to. Yeah, you know what's good? Point out people who aren't there. That always works. We used to do that. I used to do that because I used to write a lot for other guys. And he's, you know, and there's one way is that suddenly you go, hey, you know, there's a Jason Sudeikis. Is that his name?
Jason Sudeikis.
Hey, let's Jason Sudeikis in the audience. Can we get a light on him? Hey, thank you, Jason, here. Hey, say hello. And everybody looks, you know, and thank you, Jason. Then you just say, thank you, go on. And there's nothing, nobody. Where do you go? I didn't miss him. What?
Frank's really good at writing stuff that makes the audience, oh,
what?
Like that cell phone joke.
Yeah.
Frank said,
bring the attention.
When we went, yeah, brings the attention to the audience. Yeah. Frank loved that kind of stuff. Like, I did a show once, and Frank and I were working on jokes for it, and I went up and I said, okay, here's the part of the show where everybody texts. Get out your cell phone and text now, because you're going to do it anyways while I'm on stage, so just get them all out now.
Stuff works. That stuff always works.
Unless you're that guy with the daddy, who's my daddy?
Stuff always works, pointing out people. Now, I work well off of other people, but anyways, I've never worked well with prepared material. That has always been my problem, okay? And that's why I'm able to sit here lots of times and do like 2 hours of talking without any prepared material, because I don't work well. I don't even write. I can't write outlines or anything. I have to write. What about writing? Do you see yourself ever writing a funny book?
I always wanted to write a book. Something that I'd work on slowly, probably, if I ever did.
I found Ellen DeGeneres, you know, they do this a lot of, very few comics have turned into fine writers. Of course, like Steve Martin's a fine writer, in essence, just knows how to write.
Yeah.
But, I read, you know, they get, but his first books were, you know, just playing on the fact that he was popular, and here's a book. I said, you know, they didn't care what he did. But I found a couple of those books to be very funny here and there. At the Ellen DeGeneres book, What's So Funny? I forgot, it was something like that.
She has a couple.
What's So Funny?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I've never read any of them.
One of them was very, very, very funny.
I meant to, because she's hilarious.
Yeah, very funny. And
yeah,
she's,
I love her.
If you're a comedian, you have to appreciate her delivery and her, but she did, she wrote it, and I don't know who helped her. Or if anybody helps them, maybe she writes well. I don't know, but very few of them write well. They just put these jokes together. But you know, so do you like to write, or do you just would you think of doing a book? Or
yeah, like I said, it's something I've thought about doing, but it would be something that I'd have to collect stuff for. For a long time.
So are you going to, why don't you get yourself a, do you see yourself doing, like, you know, what everybody does, you know, just hitting the road and getting into, you know, get yourself a an agent or something, and they book you?
Ideally, yeah, that's what I want to do.
In the beginning, that's really important, and it's like, it's really tough, because you hit the road, and you go to, we can go to many places. We don't have all the names, do we?
Yeah, Giggles and Gags.
I have a little list that's upstairs. You wind up going to all these incredible places and staying at these horrible hotels all alone and everything. You haven't been out of Pittsburgh yet, really. Well,
no, I mean not to do stand-up.
You going to do that?
Yeah.
I want you to commit really to that tonight on this show. Go ahead. Commit to it.
I will do it.
So you have to get a couple of agents to come down and see you at the Pippi Longstockings or wherever it is you, wherever that place is, you told me. Where are you playing next? I saw.
Right now, I don't have any shows booked because I just ended the summer tour I was on.
You're with a couple of other comics, weren't you? I think I saw that poster.
It's called Laughing Rat Comedy.
And that was all around the area there, obviously. And
that was all throughout July through September.
Okay. And then what is that? Is that the kind of thing that would go on the road as a bunch of?
Ideally, yeah. I mean, the guy that hosts the shows books us, and he's pretty good at it. And I could see him like getting it to go out of the area.
Now, how would you do that? Are you going to have to go? I guess you know. I just think you have to do that. I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any ands, ifs, or buts about that.
I agree.
You got to do that. I don't care. That's gonna cost you some. But you know, if that's gonna be your career, you're gonna have to take that. Speaking of careers, which of course I don't have. This is Cotolo Chronicles, and we've been talking. And we're still talking. I'm gonna take you right up to the end there, to the end of the show here with Alana Breisch. Right, I still have that name. I just don't know. It's Dutch.
Change it to Dutch? Susan Waterworth.
It's technically German.
Susan Waterworks?
What
did you say?
Susan Waterworth. I don't know.
Waterworth. Waterworks.
Coming up with stage names.
Sue Waterworth. Hey, here's Sue Waterworth.
She sounds like she was on vaudeville.
Let's hear for Sue Waterworks. And you got to say,
what was that?
Waterworks.
What was that one? What? Oh, right here.
What? What, Lapis?
That name.
Lapis Lazuri? Where did that come
from? The show the other day. Or a couple weeks ago.
Lapis Lazuri?
It's Tom was talking about it. What a funny name.
Lapis Lazuri. Where did he get that?
That sounds like somebody that would be in a porn blooper.
Lapis Lazuri.
That's a real word. And you looked it up in the dictionary on the show.
Oh, yeah. He meant
it would be a funny name.
It is. And that's right. That's right. It meant something.
Speaking of names, can I give a shout out?
Yeah, go ahead. Give a shout out.
A shout out to Nate and Olive. They were trying to come to the show tonight, but they weren't able to make it. But they're listening at home.
And I don't want anybody out there to get the idea that you could just come to the show. Okay, that's
no. They have bought season passes.
No,
for
you say that like so. Don't forget if you're out and about and you happen to be in the area, drop by the show on Thursday night.
Yeah,
it doesn't work like that.
You have to either buy a ticket or. All of the books.
We should do a. How about this? I'm going to invite you. I keep hearing. I keep saying Lonnie to myself. So I know. Alana.
Yeah.
We're gonna invite you to. I think we should do another, just joke show. Me, you. We get Alana. We'll put Tom on the. We'll get Tom to go on there, and maybe what's his name? Maybe Ben. Ben can come by.
Ben
can come by.
Ben's very funny, but he's impossible to get a hold of.
What?
His Facebook statuses make me laugh so hard.
Ben was here one night, and I spit up a giant gob of blood. I spit. You should have seen his face. Too bad we weren't on TV.
He was so scared.
I spit up a giant glob of blood into my hand, right here as we were on the air, because my nose was bleeding and I was trying to hold, and I was holding it in, right? And it all went into my, esophagus there. And then finally I couldn't take it. So I, this big glob, and he was sitting right next to me. He didn't know what to think.
He thought Frank was dying in the middle of the
funny.
Show.
Okay, but maybe we can get Ben. And we could just have, like, we'll come up with a topic, and we'll just, it'll be kind
of
like
a... Yeah, because you can think of jokes of anything.
That would be fun.
Then we got to do that before you go on the road, because then, or you could do it on the road if you bring your... But you didn't even have your Skype. You had to reconnect your Skype.
Yeah. There goes Gwen.
Too many pets. You can't take them with you, you know.
I know. I don't know.
Is Jason there? Is he in the shower?
Yeah. Hold on. Gwen.
For all we know, that's him imitating a dog.
Yeah, how did you know that?
I'm a pretty smart guy.
I've been on this
earth a number of years, and it's accounted for something. observation, perhaps.
Did we ask what your most recent joke was? Did we ask that?
Yeah, but she didn't come up with it.
Something my like, most recent joke, I said. My Rosa Parks joke.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Rosa Parks. Song. Yeah, please go to the back of the... Who are you, Rosa Parks? We can think Halloween jokes.
Halloween
why don't you
jokes.
Think of some jokes? What else? What, were you, what else did you want to talk about? Anything else? Let's tell everybody where to get this CD.
You kay? Can buy it. It's the weirdest place to have a CD for sale. On Etsy.
What?
Yeah.
Is that the art place?
Designed for like arts and crafts.
Yeah, Etsy. My son has things on there.
Yeah.
Etsy? It's E-T-S-E?
E-T-S-Y.
E-T-S-Y.com?
Yeah. And then you should just be able to type the name of my CD in, which is, they're all going to laugh at you. Or type my name in if you can spell it.
Or say it. No, you just need to spell it. A-L-L, no, A-L-O-N-N-A, A-L-O-N-N-A-B-R-E-I. That's a Bri-ish. Bri-ish. Bri. That's B-R- Bri, B-R-E-I, in German is Bri.
Mm-hmm.
You will talk to Alana Bri.
Alana Bri.
And, okay, so go to Etsy. Did I say that correct now?
Etsy.
Yeah.
Etsy, go to Etsy and get a put, type in. They're all going to laugh at you.
And buy it.
Buy it. Bring
it
up.
It's only $5.
It's only $5. That's nothing. That's like a look. If you're gonna buy that, you're gonna buy my book. It's only $2.97 or something.
You're spending under $10.
Under $10.
Yeah, that's
under $10.
We should make a package deal.
You can get Alana's CD and one of my books, and have them both in your hands. In no time, right?
Exactly.
Do they down? You know, they don't download the CD. Can you download, or do you have to send?
I have. I don't have it set up so you can download it, but there is a way to do it, and I want to do that because I feel like more people would buy it.
But Etsy doesn't. Does Etsy do that?
They do, but I don't know if I can do both.
Who is this Etsy?
Do a digital download and a
Carmine Etsy. Hey, you finally meet him. Hey, you wanted to meet Carmine Etsy. He's the guy who runs the site.
I think I'll call Etsy.
For tonight and
Carl.
Tonight only, you can buy
tonight
the Frank Cotullo documentary,
right.
License to Skill,
right.
And Alana's CD for $25.
That's right. For the price,
three easy payments.
For the price of two packs of cigarettes.
Two shirts.
No. At Joseph.
Eight bags.
Buy two shirts, get two pair of pants and a pair of shoes. Free! That's free at Joseph. Eight bags.
Buy seven shirts, two ties, and a hat, and get a shaped 1927 Chevy Eldorado.
Four Alana Bryce CDs, and get one copy of Being in Nothingness by Jean-Paul Sartre. Free! He's really laughing. See, that's... can you imagine? He's going to use that now. That's good. That's a good one. See what I'm saying? I couldn't write that joke. Oh, he's done. Look, and the phone went. Now everybody's tweeting it. They're all tweeting the joke. That's a good joke. You want? And you know, you could use it too. Whoever gets on stage first, it's your joke. Alana, just add cunt in there somewhere and it'll be great. No. And then, of course, we do have to have the... Do you even know what we're talking about, Alana?
Yeah, not really.
No, and you never heard. You never saw the Joseph A. Banks?
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not funny. She's going, that's what she said. I've seen it, yeah, that's not funny.
It's funny.
It's funny, I know.
Jeremy just, I don't know.
Does Jeremy crack you up?
Jeremy, yeah.
See, I think Jeremy I think Jeremy writes some great jokes, but I really think his jokes work so much better when you see him. Because he's just funny to. I don't mean this in a pejorative sense. But there is something when you see you standing there. The last thing you think you're going to do is be. I don't know. It's funny. You're funny. I sound like we're doing Goodfellas.
Yeah.
What do you mean I'm
funny?
Real funny. I'm funny like a clown. Like I amuse you.
Yeah.
See, there was one. That was a bad Joe Pesci. Did you like that?
great.
Bad. That's how I. That's how I get away with it. Ooh. I do bad. I go, here's a bad.
I was in a movie with Joe Pesci.
Here's a bad Joe Pesci, right? I would do imitations of that. Here's a bad Joe Pesci. Just add bad to the beginning of it. Like, here's a bad Robert De Niro. Hey,
we did that one.
We did.
We said that if I went up there and I did one good impression.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and then afterwards, we didn't say it was a bad one. We just said, okay, because they now think that you're good at impressions because you
right.
did one good one.
Right, you do one good one.
And then you're like, okay, now here's my Robert De Niro. Hey, you looking at me?
Yeah.
Hey. And then, okay, here's Justin Bieber. Baby, baby. All right, guys, that's my time.
You're with us, Solana. Did you go away?
She's like,
you okay?
Fuck this show.
This is a show interviewing you. Well, we're coming. We had 8 minutes left here. What else would you like to talk about? We're going to have you back. Oh, gosh. All right. All right.
I wanted to see her opinion.
Okay. We want your opinion on this. When Robin Williams died, Alana?
Yeah.
When Robin Williams died, on the spur of the moment, the evening that we talked about it a bit, because I had some personal experiences. We brought up, since he died, and of course he was very popular and nominated for an Academy Award in Dead Poets Society. Well, we realized that there were a lot of dead comics, so we started the Dead Comics Society.
Oh.
See? And he would obviously join. Did you, and we want to know if you have anyone else here we can add to this list, because Joan Rivers had recently died. It had to be stand-up. They had to have done stand-up.
We have Mitch Hedberg, Sam Kinison, John Ritter, Phil Hartman, Chris Farley, John Candy, Madeline Kahn, John Belushi, Andy Kaufman, Phil Hartman. I said John Ritter.
Oh.
George Miller. Who else?
John Candy.
I said that. Oh, Greg Giraldo.
Greg Giraldo, Bill Hyde, Bill Hicks.
Bill Hicks.
Can you think of anyone else you'd like to add to the Dead Comic Society?
You know, let me think about it.
Okay, come get back to us next week.
Get back to
us
next week.
Just email us, fcatola@yahoo.com, or just here at catolachronicles.blogspot.com. I think that comedians, let's end with this particular little thing we talk about. Comedians, and you mentioned Adam Sandler before, okay? Comedians always, along the road, want to find one real serious role. You know, there's always, you know, they want to do show that they can act serious. Of course, Robin Williams doesn't fall into that because he became like you. He became a comedian after being an actor. He couldn't make it an actor. So, and then of course he was able to act and went, hey, that's right, he was a funny guy, and then he acted. But he was an actor in the first place. Do you have any, since you've been acting, do you have any aspirations to do something that, you know, very far from comedy?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd love to do, like, serious acting, like, dramas, and I'd love to do, like, a horror movie. That's something I would love to do.
Ghost in the Moonlight Sun?
The best written horror movie ever.
Yeah, I didn't even know that one. No, I don't know that
one. We should have a read-through of it on the show.
Yeah. We should.
We should.
It's an original script by Jeremy and Alana.
Oh, it's your script?
Alana and Jeremy wrote...
Guys wrote a script?
Yeah.
Ghost
in the Moonlight
Ghost
Sun.
Ghost in the Moonlight Sun. And they're laughing. It's a serious thing and you're laughing.
No,
I don't
we
guess.
Tried
it's a
to
horror
be serious.
Movie.
We thought it was serious.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps...
but if you read it, it's not so serious.
Au contraire, Miss Megan.
I was just thinking, like, did you you want to do, like... I forgot her name now. No, a famous role that you'd like to do in a play. Like, I was going to say, keep saying Marge. It's not Marge. What is her name in Streetcar Named Desire?
Oh, I forget her name, but I would absolutely love
screamed.
To do that.
Stella! Yeah, you know, or Olivia in Hamlet. Or
Ophelia. I would love to do something like that.
You would. You'd like to, yeah.
Stella! What about...
Ophelia.
What about that famous scene from The Graduate?
Oh! That's not a girl. That's,
yeah, but I'm just talking about scenes now.
Oh, no, the scene you would play, what's her name's role? Boy, I'm not doing well. No, she's too young to play that.
Who?
Alone, Alana.
Oh. She could be Juliette Lewis.
The name of the, she could be Wyona, in the, you'll star in the Wyona Ryder story, starring Alana Braish. So as long as you're in town or wherever you are, then you could be, be available try to be available when we call you and put you on the list, and we'll do some funny stuff. And we'll just ask, now that we know you and everybody knows you, and we'll continue to try to sell your CD wherever fine CDs are sold, which is not Estee, at Carmine Estee's place. Carmine Estee's site.
Hey, you think Joseph A. Banks and Carmine Estee could think about this?
At Carmine Estee. Get a beautiful reproduced. I was saying I couldn't think of a Monet to put on your wall. One Monet, one Picasso, three. When you get a Monet and three cassettes from comedians, I'm sorry.
A Carmine.
I don't know what's going on here.
Hey,
what else do you have to say, Alana?
I don't know. I mean,
that's it.
You already said cunt.
You've been great.
That's all you have to say.
And believe me, the next time we want somebody to say that, we're going to call upon you. I just will not, never, I will never ever use that to describe you, though, believe me, for funny or not. Oh, he found it funny. But I'll never forget the gremlin. That is going to stick with me.
I'm glad you like that.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be in touch. Thank you very much for doing this.
All right, thank you for having me.
And for starting your Skype account all over again.
Yes.
Everybody who wants to connect with her, go to live:. That's why I couldn't find you. Live:.
I don't even know how to work this.
I don't know. Alana Braish.
Well, she's also at Alana Braish.
Just go to her Facebook and catch her on Facebook, and then throw her somewhere else. You're on Twitter? Good. Where else are you on?
I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
We're going to have to follow you on Twitter. You're at?
At Alana Braish.
Okay, at Alana Braish. And you're Alana Braish on Facebook. Where else are you? Tumblr? Are you on Tumblr?
I don't really use my Tumblr, but I'd say Instagram, Alana Braish, as well.
Okay, Instagram, where you can see pictures of Alana, because that's what Instagram. Because what was the joke? Twitter is for stupid people, and Instagram is for people who don't like Twitter. That's a good joke. It comes from a sitcom. Thank you, Alana, and we'll be talking to you again, and we'll be telling everybody to get your stuff. Okay.
I remember my first joke.
You remember your joke? You better hurry up. What? Go ahead, do it.
I was in New York recently, and there was one of those subway musicians playing in the subway.
A busker, yeah.
And as the subway went past, all the money flew everywhere, and I felt so bad for the guy that I almost gave him one of the dollars I picked up.
What?
And see? She liked it.
No, that was a...
good night, Alana.
All right, see ya.
Go dry off, Nathan. Talk to you soon, babe. Take care.
All right, bye.
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 Oh, isn't she a doll? What are you laughing about? I didn't laugh about anything. You know how it is when you get with these comedians. They're all just nuts. Yeah, she did. I got it too. I thought it was particularly funny. but we do have this to say. Because it is time for us to wrap it up, to put it together. What are all the things you could say? What are the cliches? Time to wrap it up. Time to put it to bed.
Time to put a pin in it.
Put a pin in it. Yeah. Time to shut the front door. Time to curtains for you. It's curtains for you, Cattolo. You've been listening to Cattolo Chronicles. My name is Frank Cattolo. Man, his name joins the title of the show. You can go get me a blogger, Facer, Facebook, Your Space, My Space, Twitch Space, and everywhere else. Twitch Space. I like that.
That's one. A good one, yeah.
Jeremy Long, MD, or Jeremy MD, what? Jeremy Long, MD, yeah. At Twitter. My God, does he say funny things? You gotta go. You gotta follow him. and don't forget at Joseph A. Banks.
hashtag say hello to your father for me.
We'll see you next time.
Bye bye.
Good night, bye. Mrs. Ernstweil. Wherever you are located. Wherever she's located. Good night.
Check out the movie Director's Cut.
Director's Cut. And keep buying License to Skill. For God's sakes, you might even pay the electric bill next month. If you keep this up, I love it. I love you all. Keep reading.
And if you buy more of the documentary, I'll be able to go to Hawaii.
Buy two License to Skill files and get my shirt free. We're leaving, Jeremy.
Because we have nothing more to say.